I had the opportunity to sit down with departing United Arts president and CEO Margot Knight for this week's cover story. We agreed on a sort of exit interview for the pivotal cultural figure who, though conversationally brilliant, is frequently relegated to number crunching. I try not to have opinions about local shows, good or bad, because it's not my job, she told me. But ever since her ascent to the power position 10 years ago, it seems to have become the job of a number of people to vocalize opinions about Knight. The former leader of the now-defunct Orlando Opera, Jim Ireland, made no secret of his personal disdain for Knight. More recently, Knight was literally cut out of the picture of the forthcoming Dr. Phillips Center for the Performing Arts, an act that left a chattering class smear campaign in its wake. See, though she is careful in choosing her words, Margot isn't the type of person to tell people what they want to hear. When the Orlando Sentinel editorialized her departure recently, they said that Knight's leaving would remove an important obstacle for the Troubled Arts Center. Oddly, she was one of its earliest supporters. That is, until the whole project descended into a booster's paradise devoid of local arts involvement. The truth is, Knight's exit is going to remove a much-needed voice of reason and fiscal responsibility from the conversation about the future of the arts and the Arts Center in Central Florida. The chattering class may be laughing now, but you'll likely be able to hear a pin drop when the whole thing falls apart. You just won't hear Margot. It's not her job.